Dreamscape presents Murder at an Irish Castle by Ellie Brannigan, narrated by Tracy Odom. Chapter 1. Santa Monica, California, Tuesday, June 1. Rain McGrath cracked an eye at the intrusive sunshine streaming through the glass of her 20th floor condo and immediately regretted the action. Agony started as a tiny pinprick and then pinballed throughout the rest of her head. Maybe I should have skipped that last birthday shot at midnight. Her stomach churned in agreement. She shoved back her silk sheets and kicked her feet free of the tangled mess. You only turned 30 once, she mocked herself, regretting her confidence of the evening before. If I live to see the rest of the day, it'll be a miracle. However, remembering what the magical day held in store banished all lingering effects of the top-shelf Irish whiskey. Rain cautiously focused on the sway of palm trees outside the windows, catching a glimpse of coconuts at her eye level. The turquoise ocean in the distance was as bright as the azure sky. The soft white of the clouds was the base shade for her wedding gowns, and she dabbled with nature's palette for her satin trims. Her designs had prompted a power lunch today with a banking firm about modern lace bridal boutique, the company she owned with her partner and boyfriend, Landon Short. Rain hoped an investment might be on the menu, right next to dessert. 30 was the beginning of the rest of her glorious life. Goodbye, miserable 20s. Rain said aloud as she entered the kitchen of her spacious one-bedroom and chose a double espresso for her Keurig. She'd worked around the clock at her sewing machine and design boards to build her elite clientele, one bride at a time, until Landon. Hello, success and happiness. She wandered barefoot to her room and checked her phone charging on her nightstand, expecting a message from Landon. He was handsome, funny, creative, and crazy about her, just like she was crazy for him. Nothing. Nothing from her mom yet, either. There was a notification from a UK number she didn't recognize. Probably her Uncle Nevin, on her father's side, to wish her a happy birthday. Sweet. Her dad had died when she was 12, and she still missed him terribly. Would Connor McGrath be proud of the woman she'd become? His smile, his approval, was a big part of her internal decision-making process. Dad would have urged.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?